Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the Just Glow With It podcast, a lifestyle and personal development podcast inspiring women to glow up and create the life of their wildest dreams. I'm Jasmine, podcast host, certified life coach, and your go-to glow girl for all things living an aligned life of abundance, beauty, and luxury. Just Glow With It is for the modern woman who is here to do the real work, make mindset shifts, and are also down for happy hour with the girls. We're combining the metaphysical and material world in order to create our most aligned, high vibe, and abundant lives. If you're ready to tap into your glowness, uncover your divine purpose, and live a fabulous luxe life, then keep on listening. As always, remember to just glow with it. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. It is Monday as I'm recording this episode. It is my first day back from vacation, and I'm honestly so excited to be back in my routine and just feeling like I have my life together again. I had a very lovely vacation. It was everything that I expected it to be, and I'm so grateful that I had, you know, that time off to myself with my partner, and I'm honestly just happy to be back in action, working on the things that I love to do. So today's episode is actually inspired by one of you. I had someone DM me on Instagram. I don't want to say their name because I don't know if they want to stay anonymous or not, but somebody messaged me on Instagram and they asked, how do you honestly deal with overthinking your life and goals? And how do you deal with feeling like you're behind and running out of time? I thought this was such a great topic to elaborate on the podcast because I think no matter your age, your circumstances, your level of quote unquote success that you're at, we all at one point in time deal with feeling like we're running out of time in life, or where we just overthink our lives and the things that we want to achieve in life. And I personally deal with this, not daily. I used to deal with it a lot more, but it's still something that I deal with from time to time. And so I just wanted to touch on this topic in today's episode because I think it will be so helpful to share the mindset shifts that I've done to help me work through this issue of overthinking and feeling like I'm running out of time and like I'm behind, because it honestly is, it's something that we put on ourselves, and these mindset shifts have just been so helpful in changing how I think about my own life and where I am in my journey. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. And if you do, please don't forget to screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, and tag me in it. And without further ado, let's just go ahead and get into it. So I was doing some research on this topic, and a question that I wanted to ask and kind of elaborate on before I touch on how to stop overthinking and how to work through feeling like you're behind in life and all of that is, why do we feel this way in the first place? What causes us to feel like we're running out of time, or we're running behind? What causes us to overthink our lives and all of that? What I found and what I know to be true for myself is that there are so many factors that play a role, but the main culprits or components to this issue that we all deal with is comparison and expectations. I forgot the name of the article, but basically the article was saying, you know, when we're in school, what, middle school, high school, we're kind of all on the same path. We're all learning the same things. We're all going through the same thing in life. Like, we're kind of just all in the same phase or chapter in our lives. And it isn't until we graduate and we enter the real world where we have freedom and choices that we can make for ourselves, where we really start to compare our lives to other people. And that's where we can begin to feel like we're running behind, because we begin to see other people achieve certain things or reach certain levels of success, or, you know, start a family or whatever. And we there's more to compare to, is what I'm saying. And I never thought of it that way. And I just thought that was an interesting point to make, because reflecting back now, I can definitely see how this is true in my own life. So I just thought that was a very interesting point. To get more in depth of comparison and expectations, what this can look like for us is society gives us this narrative that if you're not at a certain place in your career or in your life by a certain age, then essentially you're a failure in life. I feel like if we don't achieve these things by X age, then our life is over pretty much. And also when we see people our age at a certain place in their life or in their career, that can cause us to wonder why we're not there yet, and why we haven't achieved X, Y, and Z. Or even if you see people younger than you achieve more or have more, that can definitely hurt your ego and wonder, like, how does this person who is 16 years old have a mansion and these fancy cars? Meanwhile, I'm, you know, not even close to being there yet. And also, you know, pressure from parents and your family to get married, have children, things like that. Thankfully, that's not something I personally deal with. My parents kind of just let me live my life and they don't question, you know, those things. But I know a lot of people do deal with their parents pressuring them to get married and to have children and settle down. So I know that can play a big role. And then maybe you have responsibilities, like maybe you are a parent and you really want to do better for your children. And that can be a pressure that we put on ourselves to be where we want to be because we have people relying on us to do better and be better, which that can be a very healthy type of thing. But if we're not careful, then it can have a negative impact on ourselves. But through my research and just like thinking about what has caused me to feel like I'm running behind in life or just start to overthink my life, these have definitely been factors. And I want to say something that is going to contradict what I've said in the past on the podcast, but that's just growth. And we're always, you know, learning something new, and it's normal to kind of change your opinion and perspective on things. And that is that it's absolutely normal to compare your life to your friends or your family or your peers. It's absolutely normal to notice where someone is on their path and notice that you're not there yet. And it's normal to feel a bit of jealousy, and it's normal to want those things. There's nothing wrong with it. And I think it's impossible to not compare. I think the problem arises when we allow those comparisons to make us feel bad about ourselves, or we allow it to question our journey or our progress. So comparison can be a good thing or a bad thing. So like before, I would see my peers be at a certain level in their life or their career, and that would really, really affect me in a negative way. I would feel bad about myself. I would question myself. I would wonder why I wasn't good enough, why I haven't achieved X, Y, and Z, and it would just be a very vicious negative cycle. Now, when I see, you know, someone have something that I want, reach a certain level that I wish to be at, I look at it as inspiration. And I know that if it's possible for them, it could be possible for me. I feel happiness for them because I know that if I were to have that same thing, it would bring me happiness. So, excuse me. Oh, it is 1047, my angel number. Anyways, so I think it's just about how you view things and how you allow it to affect you. But it does take time to get to that point where you look at things as inspiration as opposed to from a space of jealousy. And I kind of want to talk about how I've made that shift and how I deal with feeling like you're running out of time, you're running behind, and when you start to overthink life and you start to overthink your goals and question, am I going to actually be able to make this happen? Am I going to achieve this goal? Can I do this? And all of that. So I just wanted to first say that because I think it's important to, one, identify what's causing you to think and feel this way, and also just to plant in your mind that comparison is normal and how you allow it to impact you. First things first, before anything else, is you have to understand and know what your idea of success and happiness is. So society, at least American society, Western society, it tells us that getting a good job, getting married, owning a home, starting a family by a certain age is the American dream and is the definition of success and happiness. And I, for one, think that these things are amazing things and goals to have. There's nothing wrong with wanting to achieve these things. There's nothing wrong with having these things. Nothing wrong at all. All I'm saying is this is what society tells us is success and happiness. And there's a few points I want to make with this. One, this is not everyone's idea of success and happiness. And I think it's important to understand if this is your idea of success and happiness. There's, like I said, there's nothing wrong with wanting these things or having these things or working towards these things, as long as it's what you want and not what you think you should want, because it's what your parents or society tells you you should want. You can strive for these exact things, you can achieve them, you can have them, and then realize it isn't what you wanted at all, and you're unhappy and you're in a position that you find yourself not wanting to be in. Another point I want to make is all these things are external goals only. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with, you know, having or achieving external things, not at all. Like, I love material things, but I know material things are not everything. You can be married. Does that necessarily mean you are in a happy, loving, committed marriage? Not necessarily. You can have the home. Does that mean you can actually afford your home, or are you mortgage broke and you can't really live your life the way that you want to because all of your money is going towards your home? You can have a family and kids, but are you actually a good parent? And I feel like our generation is starting to think of things through and think things differently, but I feel like at least the generations before, we strived for these things without asking ourselves, are these things going to bring me happiness? And are these things that I actually desire in life? Like I said, there's nothing wrong with wanting these things, achieving these things, having these things, nothing at all. But just asking yourself, is this truly what I desire to have? And why do I desire to have these things? Like, for a home example, do you want to own a home just so you can say you own a home and you're not a renter and you can impress your friends and your peers and your family? Or do you want a home so that you have a space to build a family, to create memories, to create a home full of love? Like, you have to ask yourself why you want certain things, and that will help you understand better if that's something that you really want or is it something that your ego wants. And I want to give an example of why it's so important to truly know what it is you want. And so I said, you know, there are people who achieve all of these things, they get it, and then they realize that it's not what they want. Another reason why it's important is because if you're not clear on what it is you want, you may find yourself running in a race that you don't even want to be in. So, for example, for me, something that I have found myself comparing my life to with others is with having kids, you know. So I'm 26. There are a lot of people my age, younger than me, older than me, that have kids, and I don't have any at this time. And before I got clear on, like, what my priorities in life are right now and all of that, I found myself really questioning me and my life and wondering what was wrong with me for not having kids right now. And then I had to ask myself, okay, if I were to get off birth control right now and get pregnant in the next few months or in the next year, would that align to what I really want for my life? And would I really be happy with those circumstances? And obviously, like, children are a blessing and I would adjust accordingly to be a fit parent. But if I'm being 100% honest, if I were to do that and I were to get pregnant and I were to have a kid right now or even next year, would that be truly what I wanted? And the answer is no, it's not what I want right now. My priorities are on other things. It's not on children right now. But because I wasn't clear on that at first, it was easy for me to compare and to feel bad or to question myself and wonder what's wrong with me. You know, everyone seems to be having children and being happy to have children. Why aren't I doing this? But I had to be honest with myself and ask myself, is that something that I actually want right now at this point in my life? Or is it what I think that I should want because I see other people doing it? And it was honestly the latter. I just felt like, you know, comparing myself because I felt like, okay, everyone is at this stage in their life, but I don't feel ready to be in that stage. And it just became a spiral. Getting clear on, you know, what my current priorities in life are really helps you to stay focused on your path and on your journey. And when you have those moments of comparison, it's important to remind yourself, what is it that you truly want in life or right now or whatever the case is? When you're not clear on what your definition of success and happiness is, you can find yourself running a race, like I said, that you don't even want to win. And this is why I emphasize getting to know yourself, figuring out what lights you up in life, knowing your current priorities and goals in life, and knowing your purpose and what happiness and success looks and feels like for you. So right now, at this current stage in my life, at this age, my version of success and happiness is waking up every single day without an alarm clock. It's having the time and ability to do a beautiful morning routine, work for myself, do what I love, which is helping, you know, women create their dream lives. It's deciding how and where I'm going to spend my day. Do I want to work from a coffee shop today, or do I want to work from my office today? It's being able to travel where I want, when I want, being in a healthy, harmonious, and beautiful relationship. It's having a group of women around me who are on the same vibration as me. It's being able to go shopping and have lunch with a girlfriend on a random Tuesday afternoon. It's building multiple businesses, multiple streams of income. It's living a life of luxury. And it's starting a family when I am a little bit older and I'm financially and spiritually ready for it. Right now, that is my clear definition of success and happiness. It's being in alignment to myself. It's showing up in my purpose every single day. It's being selfish right now, living my life solely for myself. That is my current definition of success and happiness. So knowing that, and when I find myself, you know, in that comparisonitis stage of, oh, like, why don't I want kids right now? And like, I find myself comparing, you know, people my age who have kids, I then remember what my version of success and happiness is. And I factor in, okay, if I were to get pregnant tomorrow, would that situation align with what my current version of happiness and success is? And the answer is no. And like I said, that reminds me, okay, that's not what I want right now, but that's not to say your definition of success and happiness cannot change. Who knows? Maybe in 3 months, I will change my mind and feel like, no, that is what my definition of success and happiness is now, so I can make the adjustments. But I just know, I feel like having that clarity around what your definition is so important in making sure you're living a life that is aligned to you and you're taking actions that are going to support that and keeping you on track. So step one is know what your definition of, or what your idea of success and happiness is. Point number two that I want to make in how to navigate feeling like you're behind in life and overthinking is you receive not when you want it, but when you are ready for it. Whether you feel like you're behind in your career or starting a family or owning a home or anything like that, you have to be ready to receive what it is that you want before you can receive it. So to put it into context, when I think about where I am right now in my life and with my career and owning my own business and being my own boss, essentially, if I would have been in this position, let's say 3 years ago, it wouldn't have been successful. It wouldn't have lasted. I wouldn't have been able to handle this amount of responsibility or pressure or even appreciate you know, where I am in my life right now. And the reason that I say that is because 3 years ago, I didn't have the mindset, I didn't have the tools, and I didn't have the resources that I have right now. When you find yourself getting impatient with a goal or a dream that you have to ask yourself realistically, if you were to receive the money, the opportunity, the relationship, the home, etc., if you were to receive that right now, would you honestly and truthfully be ready to handle it and receive it? That question really helps me to put things into perspective and helps me to have patience, because I know that, like, if I were ready to receive whatever it is that I want, it would be here. And if I'm not ready, all that means is I have to put in the work to receive it. So how do you prepare to receive what it is that you're working for? There's two factors, energy and action. You can't do one without the other. So for example, something that I'm working on right now, as you all know, I've gone full-time in my business, I'm working for myself, and right now what I'm working towards is reaching a level of making a certain amount a month. It's a new level, it's a new amount that I haven't achieved yet, and if I'm honest, the thought of making what I want to make a month sounds really scary and really like outside of my comfort zone, and there's a lot of like fears and can I really do that? Is that really possible for me? And what I'm doing to prepare to receive making that amount a month is, energy-wise, I am working on my money mindset. I'm currently reading You Are a Badass at Making Money. It's a great book, and I'm reading that book because I know in order to receive the amount a month that I want, I have to have the right mindset. I have to work through certain money blocks that I currently still have. So I've been doing that. Another energy action step that I've been doing is showing gratitude for the money that I already make a month, the money in my bank account, the things in my life that I have now, the things that I know are on my way to me, and just being in that right energy to receive what it is that I want. So that's what that looks like. And as far as physical action steps I'm doing to prepare myself to receive, all that looks like is staying consistent with producing valuable content, whether it's on my podcast, my YouTube channel, on my Instagram, just staying consistent with that. It's working with my current clients that I have. It's working on bettering my signature one-on-one offer that I'm going to be offering once again. I'm working on improving it and making it better and more organized. And it's also just showing up in my business as if it is already that business that is making that certain amount every single month. So essentially, it's just a lot of behind the scenes action steps that I'm doing so that when the opportunity arises and it comes in, I am ready to receive it, but I'm also ready to handle that amount of money, because I know that if I were to receive the amount of money that I'm trying to call in right now, I probably wouldn't handle it properly. And so that's why I'm working on having the right mindset and having the right tools to be able to handle that amount of money. If you find yourself in a position where you aren't ready to receive what it is you want, all that means is you have to prepare to receive it. The third thing that I want to point out is that there is no timeline. It's a timeline that we put on ourselves, that we allow society to put on us, but there are people who get married at 19 only to get divorced at 25. There are people who don't find love until their late 30s or 40s and they stay happily married for the rest of their lives. There are people who get married and divorced 3 times and on the 4th time, they find their person. There are people who achieve success at a young age, lose it all in their 30s, and then regain it back in their 60s. There are people who don't achieve success at all until their 60s. And there are people who find their passion in life at 13. And there are people who find their passion in life at 30. This is all to say that there is no real timeline. It's a timeline that we have made up ourselves, and we put ourselves on this timeline, and we pressure ourselves to achieve these things at a certain time, and it's an injustice because it's unrealistic for us to think that we all, every person on this planet, is going to achieve the same things at the same time, and it's going to work out perfectly. Like, that isn't how life works. And I think the more we come to terms with the fact that there is no real timeline, and we are all on our own timeline and journeys, and we all achieve and succeed and receive things at different times and learn to accept that, the better we will be off and the less likely you will feel like you're running behind and you're running out of time, because you aren't. Like, things happen when they are meant to happen. And that goes back to my last point that I was making, is you don't receive when you want it, you receive when you're ready for it. Alongside with that is understanding that we all come from different situations and we all have different circumstances, and you don't ever truly know how other people have what they have or how they got to where they are. And obviously there are people who work hard to be where they are and work hard to have the things that they have and all of that, but at the same time, we don't know if so-and-so got a high-level position straight out of college because their dad happens to know the CEO of that company. You don't know if that girl you went to high school with is able to spend all her time on her passion project and focus just on that because her husband is the breadwinner and he is able to afford for her not to work. You don't know what people's situations and circumstances look like. Your situation could look completely different from someone else's, and it's not fair to you or to that person to do that, because you just never know. And something that I used to do that I would get really upset about is, like, especially like when I was straight out of high school and like entering college, I used to be so jealous of my peers who had the financial support from their parents. I used to be so jealous of that, you know, people my age at the time could be more carefree and do whatever they want and all of that because they had their parents to support them financially. And I didn't have that. You know, at 19, I was paying my own rent. I was paying my own bills. I had two jobs. I had to support myself. So because of that, I couldn't, you know, do as many things. I had more responsibilities. I had to be smarter with my money. And I had to make sure I was okay before I could do the things that my peers were doing. And I used to envy those people until I realized, you know, as I got older, that's not their fault. They didn't decide to be born in a family that was willing to financially support them. Just like it isn't my fault that I grew up in a family where I had to move out at 19 and I had to fend for myself. It's nobody's fault. It's just the circumstances and the cards that I was dealt. And it's what you do with those cards that you're dealt that actually matters. But, you know, at that time, I didn't really understand that. And it was more so I felt envious and jealousy that they had that support that I wish that I could have. But honestly, it all works out in the end, because I know having those responsibilities made me the person that I am today. And who knows who I'd be if I didn't have those circumstances in my life. So I'm just saying that to say you don't ever know what other people's circumstances look like. So one of the last points that I want to make that has really helped me to stop, you know, feeling like I'm running behind out of time, or to stop feeling like overthinking my life and my goals, is to take lead in your life. That it's important to take control of your life and hold yourself accountable. So let's say you're feeling jealous because someone you went to high school with started a business, and it's a business that you want to start as well. And you're feeling jealous because they've started it, they're doing well. Yes, maybe they were able to start that business because they had parents who were willing to invest in it, or they had circumstances that allowed them to be able to do that. But at the same time, it's important to ask yourself, have I taken all the steps necessary to begin my own business? And it's really important that we hold ourselves accountable if we are feeling jealous or envious, or we are unhappy in our situations or feeling like we're running out of time. Have you done what you need to do in order to get to where you want to be. This is where people can get a bit defensive because it makes them take a look at themselves and realize that the reason why they are not where they want to be in life or they haven't achieved what they have wanted to achieve is only because of themselves. At the end of the day, everything else are just excuses. I hear a lot, I don't have time, I don't have the money, I don't have the energy, I have kids, I have this, I have that. Whatever excuse you can think of, I promise you there is somebody else out there who has the same reasonings as you and they're still making it happen. It's all about accountability and taking action and also adjusting your expectations as well. Let's say you are going to school and you have a full-time job and you want to start your side hustle and create it into your full-time business. And your excuse is, I don't have time. Adjust your expectations. Don't expect to do 8 hours of work when realistically you only have 2 hours to yourself. That is what really causes us to feel like we're running out of time and we're running behind because we have high and unrealistic expectations. We are setting ourselves up for failure because it's not realistic to be able to get 8 hours of work done when you have a full-time job and you're working on a side hustle and you only have 2 hours free time. But you have to be the initiator in your life. You have to take the lead. Nobody else is going to take it for you. And if you don't take the lead in your life, life is going to play out in a way that is not of your highest good. It's like that saying, if you don't take control of your life, life takes control of you and you allow things to just happen to you. Something that helps me to deal specifically with overthinking my life and my goals is to acknowledge how far I've already come. It is so easy to feel so overwhelmed with your goals and the vision that you have for your life and wanting to be there so badly and feeling like it's so far away and there's still so much more work for you to do. So easy to do that. But if you take time to consider where you started, how far you've come, what you've learned along the way, the lessons you've had, the blessings that have come along the way as well, you realize you are so much more further than you've thought. I will preach this till the end of my days because I feel like as a society, we don't take that time to acknowledge our growth and our progress because we are so focused on the next thing, the next level, achieving the ultimate goal that we don't take time to appreciate the progress we've made. No matter how big or small it may be, progress is still progress. And as I've said, your life, your success is all in the little things that you do every single day. This is my perspective on this question. Thank you again for sending in this topic. I think this is such a relatable topic. Like I said, at any age, I feel like we can struggle with this and it's completely normal. You can use it as inspiration or you can look at it from a space of envy and jealousy. So I hope that you found this episode helpful. If you did, you already know what to do, and I appreciate you all so much for listening. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other, Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.